news as a kind of mystery.
Opera isn't the most likely place to get your headlines or your history. But as this piece from John Adams' 1987 opera Nixon in China suggests, news stories can provide all the drama necessary for the stage. Nixon in China premiered Wednesday at the Metropolitan Opera, and tonight, the Gonzalez Cantata, a vocal work with a libretto taken from the congressional testimony of former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, gets its first fully staged production by the American Opera Theater in Baltimore. Later this month, the life of model and tabloid queen Anna Nicole Smith opens at London's Covent Garden. Washington Post classical music critic Anne Majette says the original performance of Nixon in China in 1987 was the beginning of a series of what are often called docu-operas. Operas about Malcolm X, Harvey Milk, and Jackie O have made it to the stage. But Majette doesn't necessarily think of them as any different from Aida or Rigoletto.
I wouldn't make as strong a distinction between docu-opera and other kinds of opera. I think opera is drama. What makes opera work is the same whether it's a, quote, docu-opera or not. The reason that these stories gained currency is an idea that, oh, here are contemporary stories that might have credence on the operatic stage.
According to Majette, it's not every tumultuous life that works as an opera either.
The adjective operatic has gotten into the lexicon more than an understanding of what makes something operatic. We say, oh, that's an operatic life, to mean that it's very dramatic and it has big highs and lows and death and love. And those elements are all operatic elements. Whether or not they make a good opera is another question.
Majette says that the use of documentary material like the transcripts of news footage used in Ted Hearn's Katrina ballads are effective on stage, especially in the case of biting political satire.
I've been intrigued lately by things like the Gonzalez Cantata and the Katrina ballads, neither of which is conceived as an opera per se, but both of which are taken literally from documentary materials, setting Anderson Cooper to music or Alberto Gonzalez to music.
And to people who roll their eyes and complain that docu-opera is a stunt to sell tickets, Majette says opera wasn't always highbrow.
I love the wonderful idea that opera is some kind of sacred high art, because opera used to be the cheapest form of popular culture, and all the Germans would roll their eyes at Italian opera and call it macaroni and this Italian junk. And now those same operas are high art and shouldn't be sullied with the contemporary.
She says the benefit of using contemporary material is that the material can bring in a new audience.
There was a kind of energy in the opera house at the premiere of Nixon in China, which we'd love to see. Bjork was there, looking fabulous. And that kind of interest in the work is an exciting thing. And the idea that opera can be a contemporary art and a living art and is not simply a beloved museum of great masterworks is a good thing.
Anne Majette is the classical music critic for the Washington Post. And that's today's Arts File on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR. I'm Carrie Nolan.